FM 104 Switched On, and I'm joined by Sarah Crean. Hello.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for chatting to us. So you're taking part in Other Voices and Office of Public Works collaboration, an online music series called Annum.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy, really. To be honest, I wanted to play Other Voices for a long time, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, because Other Voices is such an institute, really, isn't it?
Oh, I think every Irish artist has it on their list. I would imagine, for me, it's been on there for a long time. But yeah, it's just such an accolade, to be honest.
So you're going to be taking part in the concert that's happening in Pearse Museum in Dublin. How do you plan for something like that?
I mean, it's a friend of mine kind of referred to it like it is a bit like a tiny desk type of approach. Mm. Like, for me, it's a way to like take some of the stuff that I do that's maybe a bit more upbeat, slow it down and do like a fun way. Like, I'm bringing the mandolin into it and I'm kind of taking a different approach to a couple of songs. But I think it's like a really exciting way to just strip it back and maybe change the genre a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it allows you to play around with it a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the fun part of it is that getting the opportunity to mess around with it.
And you recently released your new EP, Death by Laundry. Tell us about the EP. How long was it in the making for you?
It was probably in the works for about 2 years. Mm. I wrote it or started writing it when I was in Berlin. I lived there for a couple of months and it was just a really tough time. I was dealing with illness and I kind of started writing it as a way to therapize that. And I just kept writing it. And even though an EP is obviously smaller than an album, it still, to me, it feels like it has the enormity of an album just based on the story and the concept. And yeah, it's probably one of my favourite things I've done, just in terms of the concept being really strong.
Is that how writing usually works for you? It's very personal. It's a way of getting out emotion.
Yeah, it's quite, I'm very transparent in my songs. Like, I don't really sugarcoat a lot of stuff because it does feel like my way of tapping into stuff that I wouldn't usually tap into. And I think that the honesty of my stuff can be quite helpful to a lot of other people. So that's like my main focus, is using it in that way.
Yeah, it's nice to be honest, I think. It kind of makes it probably easier on you as well.
Oh, it's like weight off my shoulder type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And the most recent single off it is The Subtle Art of Past. I was watching the video for this.
It's, what did you think?
Unreal. I love it. But I studied film, so I probably look at things kind of differently.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful. The colouring in it is beautiful.
Yeah, it was definitely, I actually studied film for a year myself and I really enjoy like the music video aspect of all of this stuff. And I said to them, like, as long as we can get a coffin, I don't care. That was the one shot where I was like, the coffin is the part of the story. It has to be in there. And we made it happen, which was really fun. But yeah, it was a great video to shoot.
Do you like to have input like that into your visuals?
Yeah, definitely. It usually starts with me bringing a concept to the director or whoever I'm working with. And then it either kind of gets broadened through their ideas or it's the same idea. But I do love to have a first-hand take in it, which is important for me.
I saw somewhere that you're working on an album.
I am, yeah, which I'm really excited about. Yeah, it's my first studio album and I'm working on it only with women, which is really exciting. It's written, produced, mixed and mastered by women, which is going to be a huge, huge experience for me, just positively, which I'm really excited about.
How far into the project are you?
I would say a song or two away from finished.
Oh, wow, you're really close.
Yeah, I'm at the point now where like we're going to do kind of one about more of sessions for it, and then it's going to be into the recording, which is really exciting.
That's really exciting.
It's been really therapeutic for me, to be honest. It's like, honestly, so much fun to play around with the genres of each song, and it's just going to be a huge moment for my career, I think, which is really cool.
You're also going to be heading off on tour in May.
Yes.
You're doing some exciting things.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I haven't played a live show in a while, so like Other Voices and opening for CMAT in London and Kentish Town, and then doing The Great Escape and Get Together Fest in Sheffield. So it's fun to be getting back to playing shows and then kind of just getting back into the swing of it. But like opening for CMAT is going to be, that's going to be a different level, I think.
How do you plan? Obviously, we chat about planning for Other Voices, but how do you plan for opening or being a support act for somebody? Do you look at it differently to maybe a headline?
I would, mainly because the crowd probably have no idea who I am. So I'm like, can I maybe test out a new song, or can I maybe fit in one that's not played as often? But usually I'm just trying to think of it as the way that I would represent myself to people who have never heard my stuff before. Mm-hmm. So kind of like the bigger songs are usually on there, and stuff that I just feel like would represent where my sound is going in the future, so that they stay kind of listening. So
yeah, of course. And there's also new music coming in May, so you're busy. Yeah. Now you've lots of bits.
Yeah, it's definitely like I've had a couple of months to kind of chill out and take some time to myself, and now we're heading into like a quite a busy time. But yeah, the new song is at May, which I'm really excited about. It's the first time that I've played almost everything on the track, so I'm taking kind of a lead seat in my music, which has really been great.
Amazing. So the Other Voices gig is going to be online from the 9th, but your gig is going, or your performance will be on from the 23rd of May, and people can check that out online. Where's the best place people can find out all about what you're up to?
Probably on Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of stuff. It would just be Sarah Crean Music, and Twitter, or X, as they call it. But yeah, I'm kind of keeping up to date there.
Excellent. Sarah Crean, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, Louise.